this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Friday, you guys. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. 585-252-9800. We're just checking in and seeing what's popping this weekend. Let's set the tone.
Let's do it. I'm so excited that it's Friday. I feel like this week was very quick.
I agree.
For sure.
That's what happens when you're busy.
I know.
So what do you say? Let's turn those frowns upside down.
No need to frown. No need to frown on a Friday. Who are our friends here and what is going on with them? Megan's here. She says, I'm so excited for this weekend because I have three Halloween parties lined up and that's the most I've had in 2 years. Wow.
Must be nice.
You're jealous. You're so jealous. Oopsies. Maybe you can text her back and ask where she's going.
No. I'll never go where I'm not wanted.
Fair enough. Amy from Sodas is here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Good vibes because it's Friday and we're taking Romeo and our big kids to trunk or treating today. And tomorrow, morning swim at the school for open swim. Captain Jack's at Sodas Point for a great Halloween costume party Saturday night, Moose, if you want to join.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for the invite.
Out to Captain Jack's he goes. That's a long way for a Halloween party.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to send it. I went there over the summer, obviously, for the bachelorette party, and we were on the roof patio thing. It felt like it was going to concave. So.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Literally, the band was playing. Everyone was jumping. The whole floor was shaking. I was like, I'm scared. But that's all right. These things happen.
Sounds safe.
Who else is here? Oh, Alyssa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning and excited to eat pizza tonight. Hashtag Friday vibes. I love that for you, Alyssa.
Friday pizza vibes. We love that.
Where's Nico and Steve?
I don't know.
Where are our boys at?
They're probably full from Pizza Thursdays. That's their jam.
True. Very true. How are your vibes? What's going on? What's the 411?
Well, obviously, as you know, I've been shredding when it comes to my weight loss journey. Which I have not talked about at all. Nobody knows about it.
Literally.
I'm doing my best. But overall, I'm good. I'm gonna hang with some friends this weekend. Last weekend was definitely low key.
Yeah.
But this weekend, I'm just ready to send it.
Good.
Nice. Ready to get after it.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's gonna be a nice weekend, you guys. So I'm pumped about that. And it's payday.
Yeah. It's payday.
For a lot of us. What's up with you? Where are you going tonight?
I have a Halloween party tonight out in Penfield. And then, and we're going to be, okay, so this is kind of niche, but whatever. For those of you who've watched Chimp Crazy, the docuseries on HBO.
Yes.
I'm going to be Tanya, and my girlfriend's going to be Tonka, the chimp.
Oh.
And it's iconic.
How is she going to dress up as a chimp?
Oh, she has a full chimp costume with a mask. I didn't show you the picture.
No.
Oh my God.
That is great.
I'll post pictures tonight, but I'll show you when we finish up here. But so that tomorrow, we're doing a lot of shifting this weekend when it comes to me moving to Fairport.
Yeah, but I thought that wasn't going to be until January.
It's not, but I found good deals on beds and stuff, so I bought it all now.
Okay, so you're getting after it right
now. Then Sunday, block party on Easton Alex for the Bills.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that coming up for the big story of the day and just everything happening around town in the 585 and some of the things you can do with your adult friends and some of the things you can do on the side with your kids if you need to keep it PG. So we'll talk about that for the big story of the day. But all in all, it's Friday, you guys. We got stuff we got to give away later in the show. And then after the big story of the day, we'll talk about how many people do this on the regular? It's just chilling in your car. It's got to be the most relaxing 20 minutes of the day.
No, actually.
You know what I mean? Big story of the day is coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number 1 Hit Music Morning Show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Miles Smith, stargazing on PXY Mornings. A lot happening around town this Halloween weekend.
Yes.
The Easton Alex Association is hosting a Bills block party. Because the Bills are facing off against the Seahawks, that matchup is going to be, they're going to be showing that at the Rochester East End. So the party kicks off at noon on Sunday, and that's going to include music, food, a lot of TVs outside for fans to catch the game around East and Alexander Street. And then proceeds from the party is going to benefit local nonprofits, and $1 from every ticket sold will go towards the Wilmot Cancer Institute, and then general admission costs $3.
Mm-hmm.
The party is open to all ages. And even, you know, if you're not...
I already got my ticket. I'm going.
You mentioned that you're going to go. I mean, even if you're not a Bills fan, like, not into football, there's going to be, like, other stuff going on.
Vendors, food.
TVs.
Yeah. There's going to be shopping there. A bunch of different local businesses are going to be there. So it's going to be really, really cool. And it's nice to just like utilize that space. I feel like nobody really goes down there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to snow soon, too. So you know,
right.
Might as well be outside. The Bills game kicks off at 4 or 5 p.m. The party runs from 12 to 9 p.m. So you got all day to be out there. And then kids can wear their costume in trick or treat on Sunday at the Rochester Public Market. The market will not only be full of candy, but also there's going to be a lot of family-focused nonprofits giving out just information on their services. You guys can do your farmer's market shopping like you always do, and there's going to be a lot of spooky art crafts and interactive activities, and of course, live entertainment. That runs from 4:30 to 7:30 this weekend.
Back to the Bills thing. If you really are interested in going in that, do not wait to buy your tickets because they will be $10 the day of at the door versus the $3 that they are right now.
Yeah, they're so $3 right now. You might as well. Coming up on the show, this is something that a lot of us do, but you're going to draw attention to it.
We have to. I'm so sick of getting, not reprimanded, but the side eye when people find me doing this. And they're like, what are you doing? It's like, why aren't you doing this? This one thing is becoming more normal. I see a lot of girlies actually talking about it on TikTok. So not me being a TikToker, but this is something that I feel as if I need to do for my mental health. And I'm very curious to see if other people agree with me. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
It's Friday. Welcome back to the show, PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Question we wanted to ask was, Breezy brought this up this morning, and I just did it yesterday. Do you guys sit in your car for a while after you get home? Like, you've reached your destination, but you sit in your car on your phone for an extra, I don't know,
3 days? It's gone up to 30 minutes for me. Oh, I'm like, I get home at 5, I'm like, I'll get out at 5:30.
Don't you have to use the bathroom?
I'm just like, I don't know.
I have to use the bathroom.
We're out here trying to protect your mental health on this Friday morning, and I think this is the first step, if I'm being honest, and I'm so sick and tired of getting flack from my girlfriend or my friends or people who just don't get it. But the ones who do get it, they get it. And if you don't get it and you want to try it out, I 10/10 would recommend.
I can imagine people with kids who are married do this more than the single person like mm-hmm. myself. Like, you're dreading going into the house to the family. Yesterday I was at the bank. Somebody honked at me because I got in my car. I wasn't leaving. I was doing what we do. I was on my phone and they honked at me. And you know what? I took my seatbelt off and I said, you know what? Now I have to die here. Because I'm not moving.
Wait, where were you?
At the bank.
In the drive-thru?
In the parking lot. Somebody was waiting for a spot. I was like, I'm not moving now. You honked? That was the last thing you could have done to me.
See, I do it mostly in my spot at my house. So, like, no one's coming for my spot. No one needs to be there. It's my time to just sit there and decompress on my phone. And I don't do it every time I like leave and come back. It's normally once a day. And it's normally at the end of the day when I get home. And I don't know why, but I've done it for quite some time. And I was like, am I weird for doing this? No, I'm not, because I've done a lot of research, extensive research, aka right. just went on TikTok, and I found that other people do it too.
And maybe you don't have a driver's license. Maybe you don't have a car. So if it's not the vehicle you're sitting in, it's probably like back in the day, I used to use the men's bathroom. I'd go sit in the stall for 20 minutes at work with my phone. Didn't have to use the potty, but I needed a place to decompress.
So I went on Reddit, and I was like, there's obviously a thread about this, because there's a thread about everything on Reddit. And this person 4 years ago wrote, I sit in my car sometimes for hours when I get home, because getting outside of the car means going back to reality.
Yeah.
And that is so hard to be in. So I just pause and choose not to exist for a little bit. Anyone else? Everyone on the thread was like, same. I'm scared. Like, I hate it here. And I think there's something about your car and being in the driver's seat that is just like a safe space, especially when it's not moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's your car.
You're parked.
It's your time. You're parked. You can just kind of like throw your feet up, not up, but like I tuck my feet underneath my seat. I sit there, I relax. And the feeling of being in your car, just sitting there, it's like, well, nobody else can touch me. When in reality, we all know that's not true. It probably is one of the most dangerous places for you to sit, especially in this city.
Well, depending on where you are.
Yeah,
like last Saturday night, I had to go to my parents for dinner. I got there, but I sat in my car for a while, and they finally texted me. I was like, are you coming in? I just sat outside in the driveway in my car. We got a message from Heather that says, I do this all the time. I had a police officer check in on me once. I'd been sitting there so long, he was worried I was homeless or needed help.
No. Okay, so this happened. I was leaving work just the other day, and there was a car parked right over here in High Falls, and they looked like they were sleeping. And I was like, I hope they're not, like, ODing or something. You know what I mean? And I was like, should I go over there? I was like, no, because you know what? I wouldn't want anyone to come over to me.
Yeah.
So I hope they're well.
It's a safe space, because I'm telling you, the minute you walk into the house, or the minute you walk into the office, more work is automatically required of you. And you know this.
I know this. And also for us, it's crazy, because the fact that we do this, we live alone. It's not like we're like walking into screaming children. Oh. And I fear that when I get older and as my life starts mature, as I grab a spouse, some couple of kids, dinner, yeah. I'm going to be in there for days. I'm going to be in the car, the driver's seat for days.
You know what I walk into? My apartment?
Nothing.
I walk into a fully stocked bar.
Right.
That's in a plant named Tina. Okay. We got a text that said, I do this at the staircase at my job. I go in the staircase and I sit there sometimes for close to 45 minutes. That's where I take my lunch break. Yeah, it's where it doesn't have to be the car, but wherever it's most comfortable for you to decompress.
Mm-hmm. But for most people, that's the most common place, because
yeah,
that's the vehicle, literally, that they use to hustle and bustle around. And then when you can just sit and just be still for a second, whether you're on your phone or, you know, I kind of adopted this method from an ex-girlfriend of mine, but she wasn't sitting in to decompress. She was actually cheating on me, so she was calling her other girlfriends. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
These things happen.
Well, that escalated pretty quick. It's so common to do this because transitions are difficult. You know,
yeah.
You want to shut your brain off for a minute, but I'm telling you, the car is the place to do it sometimes.
And don't feel weird for doing it. Don't ever make someone make you feel weird for doing it, because people have made me feel weird. I'm like, you don't knock until you try it, Sally.
I don't know what it is. It's just a matter of shutting it down. I've done this at the airport. I flew into Rochester. I was already home, and I went to the food court and I just sat on my luggage eating a slice of pizza. I'm like, just go home. Have an apple.
The last place I would want to decompress, truly.
It was really, I was thinking
you're
about it.
You're sitting on your luggage, you're like, Salvatore's.
98 PXY traffic.